What do you want?
Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey guys, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters here with my co-host, good friend, Future Dan. How you doing there, buddy?
Good. What is this, episode 129?
And it's February 16th, 2021. And yes, yeah. Episode 129, February 16th, 2021. 8 p.m., 8.02 p.m. Eastern. How about that?
Yeah. I was looking at the PrepperBroadcasting.com live podcast feed. So that's how I happened to know it was the 129th episode. We're live, and Texas has no electricity, and Bitcoin hit $50,000 per coin, and ton of other news to get into tonight.
It is, and both of those are the two topics on the top of my mind. Of course, Bitcoin, $50,000, and just in general, of course, we talk about it often. The financial collapse that is maybe not coming, but is already here. And we're seeing this hyperinflation in Bitcoin, at least. But when will it start progressing into other assets or even food and basics? But you got that on one hand, but real prepping. I mean, we are on Prepper Broadcasting Network. Being financially prepped is one thing, but being prepped for no electricity or no water, hell, even no internet these days. I mean, what we're seeing in Texas is pretty crazy. I've connected with a couple of my friends down there. One of them has power but no water, and one of them I haven't heard from recently, so I don't know. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Just another reason people are not thinking that preppers are crazy anymore, huh?
Well, some are certainly finding out, and Houston area utility is saying to their customers, you know, it's going to be days. But I just want to say, I come from northern climes, and I remember as a kid going without power for like a week with like 3 feet of snow outside. So we just ran the fireplace and managed, because they serviced the roads at least. We'd go downtown and eat. But that was a very local thing, right? That was because I was growing up in, you know, a rural part, even of my town. I was not downtown. I was, you know, up on the farm, up in the woods. But we got swaths of Texas where mass neighborhoods have nothing. And
right.
a lot of people dealing with reality now.
Suburban wasteland. It's almost like some kind of dystopia or a video game or a horror movie. But just kind of that suburban pack is probably the worst from what I've seen, because the very core inner cities, they often will keep power on if at all possible. They will keep kind of that very dense urban, get you some power. But in that kind of in between rural and dense urban, you're kind of on your own. And most people don't have fireplaces, or at least more than a day or two wood. You know, they got wood for their fireplace to drink some wine and toast marshmallows, but not much more than that. So I feel very bad for people down there. I know a bunch of people down there, Texas, are hardcore preppers. Maybe they weren't ready for this per se, the cold, but you know, I do feel bad for people that just were caught by surprise, or I don't know, just people that weren't educated about risks, you know?
Yeah, I drove through my hometown a few years ago when the power was out, and I'll tell you that the two banks, the police station, and the court, they must have backup power because they were still lit. Everything else was out. Mm-hmm. It happens, but this is attributed to 16 deaths so far across the country, and certainly the COVID quarantine, stay-at-home, work-from-home shift is putting pressure on our grid like never before. Texas is the only state that actually has its own power grid that's mm-hmm. independently operated, but it pools to many states. And as of tonight, 15 of them are conducting rolling blackouts, because if they didn't, you know, maybe you want to call them brownouts, but you know, when you're the one without electricity, it's a blackout. But they're you know, rationing electricity because the demand, and I don't know, a lot of people cranking up the electrical heat in their homes, plus being online, is getting past what our grid can handle tonight.
Absolutely, and the natural gas supply squeeze as well. A lot of the oil fields and gas fields in Texas and in the Permian Basin and even in like Oklahoma and places are shut down. They're frozen out. So natural gas fires a lot of power plants as well as used for heating, right? So it's kind of like a double whammy of natural gas taken out, electrical demand's going up. They haven't addressed a lot of infrastructure issues and baseload capacity. You know, some of it is certainly Agenda 21 style, you know, curtailments over the last 10 to 20 years brought some of this on. But there's a lot of factors all at play, and that's how big disasters happen, right? It's not just one or even two things that go wrong. So, you know, too cold for mass looting and rioting, I suppose. We'll see what the aftermath of all this is. But, yeah, I mean, it is sort of a regional disaster in a way, but it's still going to have repercussions across the entire country, I think.
Right, and hopefully the outcome is a lot of generators bought, a lot of paying attention to how to protect each other's homes so that, you know, there could be a silver lining if enough people don't like what they're experiencing right now. But this hasn't really happened in Texas. They haven't had this kind of ice storm, you know, that would do this. And I expect we're going to still be talking about the outcome of this probably next week.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, the ramifications and what comes out of it for sure. Now, I'll put you on the spot on this. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I will talk about mine example first so you can decline on yours. However, I just recently purchased a heavy-duty battery power station with solar panels, more than $1,000 investment. I did my research and found what I could find as the best one right now, and I ordered it like 2 days, 3 days before all of this. I'm wondering if that shipment will be curtailed or not show up because that sort of demand is going to go through the roof. Maybe I got in just in time. I know I purchased some physical silver just before a major crunch. I mean, it seems like all types of supply lines. I mean, it started with the toilet paper. Everyone knows that. It's kind of a meme joke, but it seems like, you know, the supply lines are almost worse than the price, I guess. Sometimes you can't get things or they're so delayed. You know what I mean?
I was listening to Prepper Live last night with James and Dave.
Me too. I was listening to it this afternoon. I listened to it about, you know, 24 hours. I definitely listened about Fortitude Ranch and all that.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the concept of Fortitude Ranch, listen to that. Go back and check that out if you haven't listened to it. It's fascinating. But, you know, Could you afford to go and have that kind of backup plan? You know, after looking at the news tonight, it kind of makes me think, how could you not?
I know, right?
It doesn't have to necessarily be through Fortitude Ranch, but the ability to get to a place where you could protect yourself with heat and the ability to survive. You know, if this grid comes apart, it kind of shows on the economic front that, like we saw with riots right? You know, it doesn't take terribly large crowds before police control is lost in an area. We watched Minneapolis last summer, where blocks and blocks were in, you know, absolute violent rioting and looting. So we've understood this. You know, most of us alive today understood it when we saw, you know, who are alive and saw what happened during Katrina, Hurricane Katrina. It doesn't take a lot before, you know, that you know, local authority starts to, you know, retract and you're without. But most Americans don't think of the, you know, the supply chain in the same
right.
way. You know, far fewer people, a lot of people understand that about, you know, riots, and especially if you live in cities. But, you know, we might not be able to have the things that we just expect to have on the shelves is not commonly understood by most people. And electricity is an example of it right now, but it could be lots of other forms of supply, and inflation is rising. I mean, that is going to be what we talk about, economic dire indicators this year, is the cost of living is it seems like it's spiking, and that, you know, it's really hard to tell where that 2020 March crash was going to take us, but here we are, you know, 11 months later, and now we're seeing it.
Funny stat, not very funny, but 25% of all U.S. dollars in existence were printed in the last 11 months. So
where'd they go?
Well, a lot of it was paid out in the stimulus, but a lot of it, yeah, where did it go? Great question. You know, we were on the same track.
The price of hamburgers.
We went all over the place. It's going to come home once people don't want to use the dollar. And anyway, I just want to say we're running pretty low here on the first segment. We're going to definitely get into all different types of news during a news blitz. But you and I are on the same page, because I took a few notes for tonight's show. And first up was the bug out. And it was what we just talked about. And whether it's Fortitude Ranch, something else, can you afford not to have it? And at some point, you can't eat your gold, you can't eat your Bitcoin, you can't eat your toilet paper. At some point, especially if it's really like SHTF, you know, 9 or a 10 out of 10 situation, you're going to need community. And James talked a little bit about that in the show, kind of to start it off. And that's almost invaluable. Like, so at what point would you cash in your gold or cash in your Bitcoin to survive or to thrive potentially? And then kind of even in a smaller level, after I heard that show, I was thinking, man, I need a bug out vehicle to get to Fortitude Ranch or somewhere else. So I'm kind of motivated to look into that. I don't know. But I think the U.S. dollar is going to lose. Like, if I had to say one more thing, kind of from a financial aspect, it's that the U.S. dollar is going to be losing 10% per year. You can just bank that. So you don't want to be holding $50,000 in U.S. dollars in the bank account for 0% interest. You know, you're going to be losing 10% each and every year, essentially. So anyway, yeah.
Losing purchasing power.
Exactly. It's going away. Going away. So if you want to buy a generator, get it now. If you want to buy a bug out vehicle, buy it now. You want to make up a Fortitude Ranch or something equivalent, do it now, because in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, maybe too late, number one. Number two, may cost twice as much. Anyway, guys, we're going to break. Coming back with the News Blitz, Patriot Power Hour on PrepperBroadcasting.com.
The ultimate in vehicular preparedness, Fire Edge. Universal mag carrier, holds firearms, stun guns, flashlights, tourniquets, medical supplies right in your door pocket. When you need to fire, you want a Fire Edge. Visit fireedge.org. Use the promo code PBN. Save $7 off your order and get free shipping. Promo code PBN. All right? Visit fireedge.org today.
achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
It's February 16th, 2021. It's time for your Future Danger News Blitz. Simply go to FutureDanger.com, follow along. Without further ado, first column, Liberty, Freedom, First Amendment style. Twitter bans Project Veritas, restricts founder O'Keefe. O'Keefe and Project Veritas have exposed so many different operations over the last, you know, 5+ years. Now banned by Twitter. Spokeswoman says president lacks data on reopening schools despite CDC study. Months after the election, ABC exposes presidential family corruption. Google and Facebook are asking the Supreme Court to make suing them more difficult. They're already hiding under a lot of different regulations, but adding to have some more and different interpretations of what's on the books. Instagram bans RFK Jr. over misleading COVID vaccine posts. Bans them. Conservative actor says Facebook deleted his account. Mainstream media rebrands Kids in Cages, which we know they've said over and over and over, all the kids in cages on the border, now known as Overflow Facilities, 1984 speak. Report CDC inflated COVID-19 fatality rates by 1,600%. That's 16 times, 16x. NBC News calls China an ally. And, wow. 5 weeks later, the New York Times retracts a report that the Capitol police officer was killed by Trump's supporter. I mean, a lot of misinformation came out of that, of course, a whole situation. But now they retract it 5 weeks later, probably because they were sued. Trust me, I work in insurance. I've seen these type of games. FBI can now read encrypted messages from deep state-backed Signal app. Now, I've seen refutation of that as well, but really interested to see. In my opinion, if it's on the internet, you got to assume someone can crack it, but you can take steps to protect yourself. Several election rigging cases are moving forward to the Supreme Court. A hand recount finds voting machines shorted every Republican candidate. In Windham, New Hampshire, 300 votes. So 300 votes were shorted for every Republican candidate in that in New Hampshire, in Windham, New Hampshire. Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the executive orders, previous episodes coming out of this new presidency. I guess it's coming up on nearly a month. Anti-Second Amendment plan starts to take shape at the White House. We will certainly be reporting on that. And trust me, the entire network will be as that develops. A digital vaccine passport, a new platform for all kinds of biological information. That's the question. They talk a little bit about those vaccine passports. Hey, you want a good reason to have some Bitcoin? You can buy a fake vaccine passport with it. How about that? How about that for some people, preppers? You want? There's a plug for some crypto and Bitcoin. Buy fake digital vaccine passports with crypto. How about that, guys? Kenosha prosecutor attempts to confine Kyle Rittenhouse for seeking safety from death threats up in Wisconsin. President calls for a ban on modern semi-auto weapons and magazines. I'm sure you can purchase that with Bitcoin as well. Not going to be cheap, though. President calls for legal liability on firearm manufacturers, which is just like a death knell, after violence is committed with those weapons. Again, I work in insurance, and to hold them liable would be billions and billions, if not like $1 trillion, just bankrupt everything. President calls for federal firearm sales background checks. So these are all listed here. You can go get more details, Future Danger. All starting to churn up. Catholic League decries attempts at demonizing white Christians. This is actually pretty high threat level here, as well as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, former Federal Reserve Chairwoman, or Chairperson, I believe is the proper term, tells G7 that the time to go big is now. They haven't gone big yet? That's kind of crazy. We're going to have to talk about that. White House not currently considering travel restrictions to Florida. Wow, that is a lot of articles. That's just the first column, man, and they were all key. I'll keep cranking through. Second column, not as much national security, but there are some pretty important articles, though. But let's try to hit it. Chinese police violently disperse peaceful protesters in Chengdu. Obviously, Hong Kong protests went away with COVID. Chinese police ships intrude into Senkaku Islands again. We're seeing a lot of confrontations and all but skirmishes. IDF, Israel, says that Iran can enrich enough uranium for a nuclear bomb within 4 months. And now the most important, highly rated, second highest on the scale of future danger set of articles here. President's going to allow 25,000, quote, remain in Mexico migrants into the U.S. Border numbers are already almost half of all of last year, just in the last couple of months. Mexican president hails American president's border wall freeze. Well, part of Mexico's out of power, too. Maybe they should just stay on that side because they're out of power both sides. It's not like it's too much better at this point in Texas. And that's a perfect segue into the third column, economic. And in particular, what's known as an indicator, which aggregates these different, over time, these different articles. Grid goes down. So these are very pertinent, of course. Over 4.4 million lose power in Texas. And actually, there's a link to the National Power Outage map, which I have right now. Let's get the exact numbers as I look at it right now. At 8:23 p.m. Eastern, February 16th, 3.2 million people out of power in Texas, 78,000 in Louisiana. Interestingly, Oregon, 200,000 people without power in Oregon. I'll have to look. Maybe big storms. But anyway, point is Texas. There's 12.5 million customers tracked in this database, and 3.2 million are out of power. So solid 25%. Texas on this database out of power. And you know, it's supposed to be very cold tonight as well. It's not over yet. As Future Dan talked about in the first segment, a pool of utilities covering 14 states say that blackouts are the last resort to preserve electric system as a whole. Houston area is warned of several more days of no electricity. Person I spoke with is south of Houston, pretty close to the Gulf, and has no water and no internet, but does have power, so he's using his cell phone to communicate. Now, let's head into kind of general economics. A $1.9 trillion relief plan is kind of sparking excessive inflation with the $1.9 trillion relief plan, you think? Let alone all the 0% interest rates. Food inflation is starting to tick up, but not in the official figures. We've talked about that a lot, so I won't go too deep into it now. But I feel like the inflation rate is more than 1.13%. What do you people think out there? Maybe I should make a Twitter poll. Treasury yields surge above March 2020 highs, which is kind of a sign of panic. And by the way, with all this debt we have, when interest rates go up, that means it costs more to service the debt. So it cuts both ways when they go up. Can it stay up for a prolonged period? Answer is mathematically, probably not. But they're starting to spike. That means maybe people aren't buying enough. Maybe more stimulus needed to keep those rates down. 8 million more are living in poverty, 9 million small businesses are in danger of closing, and 10 million are behind on rent. As we've talked about, the forbearance is pretty crazy. Even you know, think about the landlords. Think of the landlords. That's hard to sell that, but I mean, they haven't been getting rent for quite some time. If you have overextended yourself, you got 2-3 properties and you're not receiving rent, and the government says it's okay, you can't kick your people out, that's a problem. So that's continuing to build. Fourth column, let's hit some COVID. We'll bring Future Dan in very shortly. President is going to get tested for coronavirus every 2 weeks despite getting the vaccine. We have a lot more information on the vaccine. Maybe wish we could maybe do an entire segment on this. We'll have to do a whole show on the vaccine soon. Scientists warn of potential COVID vaccine. Time, ticking time bomb. The vaccine's one of the CEOs of the vaccine maker says that annual shots are going to be needed for years. We've seen lots of other folks saying that as well. There's a question, a study out there trying to find out if a spike protein in COVID vaccines could cause blood clots, brain inflammation, and heart attacks. Also, rare blood disorders, all types of other adverse reactions. CDC's own data shows that 501 deaths and 11,000 adverse reactions have been caused. So, good rule of thumb is multiply that by 100. Director has, 653 deaths. Oh, gosh, wrong one. Director has a miscarriage 3 days after being injected with experimental COVID mRNA shot. And I think we heard Zuckerberg say something about that. I won't spoil that, but we're going to talk a little bit about this mRNA vaccine shot and a little something Zuckerberg had to say about that. But so a doctor having a miscarriage after that, just a potential side effect, folks. And here's the other article I was looking at. Doctor explains how mRNA injections might cause mass deaths 3 to 6 months later. Be hard to tie it directly, but keep moving on. Disease X, and they were talking a lot about this last night on Preppers Live. They didn't call it Disease X. They called it the avian flu, person to person. You know, do you think the current COVID virus is bad? Disease X will be worse, if it's especially if it's more deadly. Imagine if COVID had a 10% mortality rate instead of 0.01 or whatnot. It would be a lot. SHTF would be an understatement. We have Ebola breakout in the DRC. New Mexico reporting first case of the plague. The Ebola outbreak in Guinea and Congo as well. So we're seeing not just in one location, but a few different ones. And some other mysterious diseases in South Africa, Tanzania, even in the U.S. So a couple more articles real quick. Get Future Dan on here for a quick analysis. Get to break. In a major U-turn, the WHO says that the Wuhan lab leak hypothesis is still a possibility. All hypotheses remain open. Hey, I guess they're conspiracy theorists at this rate. Future Dan, I've been talking a lot, but man, tons of news today. None of that was fluff. We only got like a couple minutes. In fact, the music's about to start. Maybe you got 30 seconds. What were you thinking about that?
I was thinking about folks that sometimes react to the news where they're going to just only focus on the positive, not dwell on the negative. Well, we're not doing that here in the second segment of Patriot Power. We're bringing you the news in reality so you can make your decisions. So if you think this is bad news, go back and look at the archive last March, and there's going to be another day, week, month where it's a lot worse than this. Take it in, but don't let it control your life. Just adapt and use the information to your benefit. That's what I got out of that tonight.
Reach out to those that want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, we're back. It is February 16th. Second half, man, that was a quick first half. Let me get back to Future Dan. I mean, there's so much to cover there. I really want to make sure the most important thing I said was not lost, and that is that you can purchase a vaccine passport online with Bitcoin. So just wanted to throw that out there, people. If you don't like Bitcoin or crypto, but hey, it's useful. I don't think that's illegal. Who knows? Probably is.
I saw news today that firearm manufacturers may turn to cryptocurrency in order to survive, because it happened under the Obama administration, and I'm sure they're going to try again. Really pressure the banks to refuse to provide service to firearms manufacturers and sellers, so another boost for crypto.
Absolutely, and I kind of alluded to it in the news blitz. I try not to pontificate too much, but if the banks can cut off financial access, but their arm in the insurance and liability sphere can do the same, and people aren't going to do business with them if they don't have insurance, and or they're not going to be able to afford the insurance. You know what I mean? It's kind of that catch 22 as well. So if they Winchester or any of the firearms or even ammo manufacturers out there, if their weapon or ammunition or even optical sight or whatever is used in commission of a crime or mass shooting, and they're sued for $500 million or even $5 million, and they are forced to pay every single time, which is kind of what they're trying to line up, that's going to bankrupt them. And it kind of reminds me of what they did with the coal industry and what Obama himself said, hey, you can still have a coal plant, but you're going to be bankrupt, and kind of making light of it. And now look at the power outages. But anyway. Crazy stuff.
We call them on Future Danger sales restrictions designed to disarm. There's several indicators that relate to the Second Amendment, and of course, the keeping and bearing of arms is infringed is the catch-all. It's like the most direct to the Second Amendment in the Future Danger indicators, but banning modern semi-automatic firearms or creating a national firearms registry. We got probably on Future Danger 6 or 7 of these indicators that specifically collect that news along that front. And we should expect to see all of them get active fairly soon. I have is, where's the mass shootings? Are we going to see those again? Because those always seem to coincide pretty well with pushes for guns control.
Yeah, no, it's something to be on the lookout for and be prepared for after this cold snap. I think they're going to even expand beyond that and really start. It's not going to be just school shooting or theater shooting. These mass shootings, and especially if they're ginned up, which I have a feeling they would be, will be more of, at BLM rallies or, something at a Capitol State House, or all types of options out there. And I hope it doesn't happen, but I think they're going to use that as another route for gun control, right? Not only are they killing our children in the school, but Now they're, you know, killing us when we try to protest. You know, I could see that as being the next phase, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And the Yellen article caught your eye. She put out a release saying the G7, the key there, Ben, she told the G7 the time to go big is now. And so we're carrying that under the indicator world government grows, right? So, you know, we all know that these Western globalists are leading, you know, modern monetary theory in all the countries in the same direction, you know, massive debt to fiat currencies. But, you know, we don't usually see that guy. You certainly didn't see it for the last 4 years under the previous president. So, you know, when she says the time to go big is now, from a press release out of the Treasury Secretary's office, how,
right?
You know, your question was, you know, isn't it already big? And my question is, what in the world do they have in mind that gets bigger, right? One world currency, collapse of the dollar in this presidential term?
Well, it says, I'm glad you pointed that out, because it is at home.treasury.gov. So this is your federal tax dollars at work on the Treasury Department website. This statement from last Friday, 12th, that Janet Yellen, in a virtual meeting with these G7, stated, and it quotes here, that we understand the crucial role that the United States must play in the global climate effort. Quote, the time to go big is now. And that Secretary Yellen conveyed her strong belief that G7 countries, in coordination with international financial institutions such as the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and different central banks, must work to address the challenges facing low-income countries who are struggling to respond to the pandemic. So as you said, global government, not just climate, not just refugees, not just COVID, but all of it, right? And she's the perfect person for it. I mean, she's been at the central bank, so now perfect time to be at the head of the biggest debt Ponzi in the history of mankind, the U.S. Treasury.
Look at that price of food change over 30 days, up a third of a point. We got gold coming down from what had been pretty close to all-time highs last year, 1788, still in the red zone. Oil per barrel is looking like it could break 60, not near any all-time high for oil, but a lot higher than it has been. We got, interestingly, gasoline per gallon, national daily average is $2.52 and getting towards the red zone. But among all the indicators that we track automated, you know, scraping data from other authoritative sources, prices and changes in the stock market and in treasury rates, we got all these gauges, and they all kind of move from left, safe, to right, more dangerous. Corn per bushel on the CME, Ben, is getting near the highest that it's ever been since the 6 years that Future Danger has been running. It's at $5.52 a bushel. So there you go. There's the food prices and inflation. And the article that Bloomberg put out today, you know, isn't shy about pointing at meat prices worldwide or looking like they're going to skyrocket this year. So what you said earlier about, you know, spend your money now. Now might be the right time to make an expenditure. Sell a little bit of that $50,000 per coin Bitcoin that you're holding, and bring the food supplies into the home.
I'm buying a bug out truck now. I am in the market. We'll see. But no, you got it right. I think the way I look at it, an analogy I kind of just came up with now, was before a flash flood, right? What happens? A lot of times it's rained for a day or two and saturated the soil. And then maybe a little time goes by, an afternoon, a day, and a huge storm comes. All the drainage is already taken up. It's already fully saturated. All that new water None of it is taken off, right? There's no escape valve. That's what I see the next financial stimulus doing to inflation, right? They've already done.
And the flood level is the prices of goods and services.
Right. The basics, getting down to basics. A lot of things are inflating hardcore. Yeah, you've seen real estate lately. If you own a home, you're happy. But if you're trying to get on the ladder, that's inflation to you. And it depends regionally and all this. But, yeah, exactly. The real inflation to the real person, where you're seeing gas back up at record highs, $4-plus dollars a gallon, where you see corn at all-time highs, when you see all the different goods at all-time highs, and increasing 5 or even 10% per year. Every year, you know, for the next 3-5+ years. I mean, that's very possible, very reasonable. And that, like I said, we've already soaked up as much possible debt, probably more than we can even handle. So any new storm is just going to totally flood us out.
So if you got to keep pouring money into the system to keep it from collapsing, and it is producing this outcome, you know, the writing's on the wall. This is not sustainable in the medium term. What I don't know what a prepper would typically consider medium term, but I would say, you know, within 4 years, within a presidential administration, something's got to give, doesn't it?
It'll be a lot different. So really, I'm not absolutely sure this is what they'll do, but to combat this, they're going to have to do their reset. And people have already been talking about it, and we've talked a little bit on this show as well. But if you keep your ear to the ground, right? You hear the Great Reset, even just people just straight up saying we're not paying this debt back, and you know, ways to reimagine the global economy. That might be a catchword if you hear something like that. Okay, so they know the debt's not payable. They know the math is impossible. They realize that any future stimulus is going to just totally destroy standard of living, especially in America, but really globally, everybody's on this train down. But it's a reset. That's really the only way. Trust me, that's going to hurt the great, great majority of people, though.
And like they were talking about on last night's Prepper Live, the gentleman from Fortitude Ranch made it abundantly clear that almost every indicator he's looking at always comes back to loss of rule of law. Hmm. When authorities can't handle the societal reaction to all the things we talk about on Patriot Power Hour, that's when it's time to you know, make yourself safe.
Try to execute that plan. We're going to break here. We got one more segment to go through. I want to talk a little bit more about not just Fortitude Ranch, but just overall prepping. And you really, again, we're on the same frequency today. We did not plan this, but I want to talk about what type of information you might look for to trigger your bug out plan, or, you know, ways to know when to go to Fortitude Ranch or whatever your equivalent is. So we'll get into that and a little bit more analysis in the news when we get back here on Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
Notice the traditional media disguises and conceals the truth. Even when the truth is not being hidden, your attention is being misdirected. You're focused on some things to distract you from others. Future danger assembles the key liberty, security, economic, and natural news of the day, sourcing from both mainstream and alternative media. What's more important to a prepper than knowledge? Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. FutureDanger.com.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
For a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
Patriot Power Hour, that final segment coming right at you. Ben the Breaker of Banksters. Follow me on Twitter at Bankster Breaker. I'm becoming a little more active there. Future Dan, where do they find you on Twitter?
At Future Danger number 6. And I'll tell you what, I'm not leaving Twitter until I'm forced off. We're going to stay right among the people who are trying to have conversations uninterrupted by, you know, convenient truth. And I'm not stopping that. But I use social media to put out what we have on Future Danger, not to, you know, have inflammatory populist rhetoric flying around, which is what most people use it for.
True.
But, there's been a lot of talk about getting away from all that by other hosts on this network. But my attitude is you don't retreat. You stay right there with them and, you know, keep up the good fight for forever, until they come around and demand. You know, I'm pretty sure Future Danger's been shadow banned for 5 years. But that doesn't mean we're not getting seen at all. You know, using hashtags, using keywords, keeping the message there, you know, that's part of the mission.
Well, I think it's actually more important when kind of the big accounts, and of course, it's not only big accounts being censored and shut down, but if they have a big following, let's say 10,000 or 50,000 plus, they're more likely to be targeted and take down, you would think. There have been a lot of stealth, again, of smaller accounts. But I guess my point is, when those guys that are very popular and gals are taken down, then some of the smaller and medium outfits, Future Danger is a medium-sized news outlet. It is not small with the type of traffic you get, but it's not huge. But it's actually much more important now because there's fewer options of where to go to, whether it's Twitter or otherwise. So you're almost more important than you were, you know, 2, 3, 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I appreciate that. One of the things that we do is we push out Twitter cards. Like, they're not called Twitter cards. They're just images of the headlines. It's a replica of a particular indicator, right? So war with China starts, the potential for that. It's always green, right? We haven't had any cash incidences in the last 6 years where we exchange fire with any Chinese forces. But all the news that leads in that direction carried a grade of green. But the card comes out as an image. And I don't think Twitter's character recognition bothers to try to figure out what's in it, because a lot of the things that are getting carried and disseminated that way are the same topics that get other people banned. So maybe somehow Future Danger was set up with a method of putting out those images that somehow keeps us able to be on the platform. I don't care if they shut it off tomorrow, because we're about getting the information out any way that we can. Same thing on Prepper Broadcasting Network, and I'm pretty sure the Intrepid Commander, if Spreaker were to say tomorrow to him that something Future Dan said is unacceptable, you're done. That that'll be just another channel that we'd have to procure and just carry on with the mission.
Totally.
I hope that doesn't happen, by the way.
I don't want it to happen necessarily. Maybe my buying fake vaccine passports with Bitcoin would probably be the most offensive to them. But no, I absolutely agree. And it's to be expected, really, that they'll continue to tighten their grasp. Now, something, though, a Star Wars quote that comes to me, Princess Leia, she says it to Grand Moff Tarkin in A New Hope. She says, "The tighter you grasp, the more star systems will slip through your fingers." So we can kind of passively fight them and continue and move on to other options, you know, whether it's different social media sites or becoming more active in smaller groups. What I mean is having, small group text messages with just 5 or 6 people and keeping it there instead of being a little more out in the public on a giant social media site, right? So anyway, different ways to respond. Humans are great at adapting, and so we got to do that here.
Yeah, absolutely. So you were asking me about kind of triggers for bug outs.
Yeah, it's okay. So I wrote this down, and I wrote these notes before you and I even spoke, and we both listened to Prepper Live last night. We talked a little bit about Fortitude Ranch, which you can get a little bit more into just that in general if you'd like to. But I wrote down vehicle question mark, and then I kind of underlined this. I said it doesn't matter what vehicle you have if you live in a relatively populated area. You gotta be the first 10% of population to move and mobilize and get out of Dodge. It's probably even like quicker than that, but I just said kind of as a rule of thumb, you gotta be in the top 10% first movers and have a plan already ready to execute to get even get out of town if something really goes bad. So you really got to know when to, you got to pull that trigger. It's got to be a pretty sensitive trigger finger is what I'm getting at here, Future Dan. But it's very expensive to pull the trigger and having to reset everything, if you know what I mean. You got any thoughts or, you know, guidance on how even just you personally assess that and how what you would pull the trigger on?
Well, I can tell you last March we were carrying SHFT level, like happening now, no doubt about it. Everybody agrees that that, you know, indicator, like stock market crashing, is true. That debt is being massively monetized. It's true. And, you know, it's obvious when you look at the 490-something indicators on future danger, and all the blue ones towards the bottom are inactive. There's no news showing any evidence or any potential for evidence of the indicator becoming true. And if you scroll down, you know, they become more and more, you know, dystopic, just straight out of the worst, you know, dystopia, end of the world movies you ever saw, right? During March, we had maybe six or seven black
indicators. There were
a couple
episodes
indicators.
Where we had like five or six on one episode. You're right, definitely.
And so what I've learned is one or two at any given time is noteworthy because it's rare, but it's certainly not a trigger necessarily to bug out. Six or seven in the economic sphere simultaneously, and sure as heck people are paying attention. We had black in every column at the same time at certain points in 2020. But I'm beginning to believe that you're going to have to see nearly all black and red for in all four columns, or at least the first three. Natural events are hard to predict, but the rest of it's all based on human behavior, society, government. And if you're seeing six or more, you really ought to have an eye towards what is my plan next. Bug in, bug out, wherever you live. But if you're in a zone where the transportation can't bring the food and there's just a massive population that is completely unprepared to feed themselves, that's the time where an option like Fortitude Ranch is an excellent one.
For sure, for sure. I am literally considering, and actually I'm going to do this. We'll see how successful I am. Bringing this up to my wife for vacation purposes. I mean, just going there for vacation once a year. I love going to Colorado. I was born in Colorado. I don't live anywhere near Colorado, but just being able to go there for vacation and maybe even get an RV and drive around, you know, and go visit. Maybe center an entire summer vacation around going to one of those locations. Don't know if that's going to fly. We'll see if it's the right fit for me, but I'm doing more research into it for sure. But you got to have the plan and at least some of the resources already in place. And oof, I don't know. I need to have that reality check. Kind of that's what James said. You got to have that reality check about your bug out plan. I'm all ready to bug in. But at some point you got to cut your losses, or it's just way too dangerous, et cetera. Got to have another plan. And going to the National Forest is not the greatest idea, probably.
I hadn't heard that until last night's show, that people had talked of just heading to a national forest and living off the land, but I can't see that as being a long-term survival plan for all but, you know, the most highly skilled survivalists. We watch a lone show on cable TV where somebody goes out alone for 8-10 weeks in the tundra and survives. It's possible, right? But not for most people. I did want to circle back to you made mention of Mark Zuckerberg. This is unconfirmed.
Okay.
But I did see in Twitter right before the show launched that he's made public statements questioning whether messenger RNA is going to be a good idea in vaccines. Now, obviously, everybody's talked about, you know, the established media and the censorship on everything to do with COVID, right? And Facebook is, you know, world champion in that regard. So I don't know what stock I should put in that tweet. Haven't verified it. Cannot find any news on it yet. But it was within an hour or so ago that I first saw it. But if Zuckerberg has opened the door to public discussion on whether mRNA, messenger RNA vaccines, which, you know, we've never done this before with respiratory disease. What it is you're injecting a piece of DNA that goes to your DNA and reprograms it, hopefully to fight COVID better. But the second and third order effects could be enormously bad. And if he said anything that opens up debate about this in the type of America we'd like to live in, where things like this are openly debated without, you know, canceling the speakers and censoring the messengers, then you might be looking at a great big pivot unfolding where the state has realized they're not going to get enough people to take the vaccine. And instead of forcing it, they're going to come down from that direction. But again, unverified, got to research it more. It may have been a nothing, may have been a false tweet, but that is one thing I got to say. If you're going to hear about news first and fastest, oftentimes that is the platform to do it on.
For sure, for sure. And there is a lot of false stuff going on as well. I think, and probably not Zuckerberg to be the one to do this, but the fraud is pretty apparent. And if you try to think of the Emperor New Clothes, the first person to point out the Emperor's got no clothes, he might get his head chopped off. But if everyone starts pointing, it starts to gather steam. So we'll see. We'll see if people are brave enough to take that first stab at it and be the ones that get canceled or be the ones that get banned on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, like you said, we're going to be here. We're going to be here every Tuesday on Patriot Power Hour. Future Dan, there's another great show with you, my man.
Yeah, and we will be on the air when needed. If any of this breaks into the SHFT zone any night of the week, but catch us Tuesday nights for our regular show. We're going to recap it all and bring you the information you need to just make good decisions, preppers.
Absolutely. Make a way for the Next Generation show right now. PrepperBroadcasting.com. Be sure to follow all the awesome hosts there. Catch you guys next week.